Blog Talk Radio.
How old is the Earth?
The Earth is 4.54 billion years old.
Do you know what the sun feels like on your face?
I am not equipped to answer that.
It feels amazing!
Now you make a wish.
Searching the web for wish.
There it is!
You're so slimy.
Can you hear the duck? You wouldn't believe the view.
Wow, look at the stars.
There are over 100 billion stars in the galaxy.
But have you ever seen a shooting star?
Tonight is my dedication for all these years of outstanding work. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee for the class of 2020. Tonight's show is dedicated to not only her, but the great works of Cab Calloway. And now, Antonia Batts.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And with that being said, I'd like to open up by saying, good evening, everyone. This is Informational Guru by Antonia Batts. This is a Damon production. We are now on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please call in at 516-453-9133. Again, 516-453-9133. And press number 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Select either live shows or title at the dialog box. And you can listen to both the live shows and the ability to review the previous shows. So, that being said, tonight's show is titled The Delta Variant, COVID-2021. Here we go again. Here is the latest development of a new COVID strain that requires the cooperation of worldwide researchers to resolve the problem. Also, worldwide and nationwide, murder involving guns and more. Meanwhile, Chicago, Illinois, here in the United States of America, there was a police officer shot and killed during a recent routine traffic stop. Yes, while she was shot and killed, there was another person who was injured during that time. And ransomware, it is said to threaten the many small businesses and corporations. So what does that have to do with our struggling consumers? Or should it affect our struggling consumers, even though it is at the corporation level and also at the level of businesses out there that we're not familiar with, or sometimes we are? Plus, voting in the United States of America and other places. What is this conversation about these days? Included with this will be a cashless society. We will see. And I can hopefully help you with a basic idea of what a cashless society will be, if it was ever allowed. And from what I hear, it's not all what it's cut out to be. Also, the United States Embassy urges all Americans to flee Afghanistan immediately, who, of course, are in Afghanistan at this particular time. Also, the question of, will there be a win-win situation that can work for newly hired workers and the economy here in the United States, considering the fact that it's been pretty much a big struggle, a downhill struggle with people to maintain the ability to not only be hired, but hired in an efficient manner and receive their work, hopefully, at least in a gradual fashion. It can be distributed to people in the form of, let's just say, big question of the fact that we cannot seem to get enough money to pay our regular bills. Rent is a big issue right at this moment. Plus, Elon Musk he intends on launching multiple satellites that will litter outer space? We will see. Well, again, good evening, everyone. And here we go again. When I last spoke to you about COVID-19 supposedly going away a couple of months ago, there were huge amounts of people across the United States. Even though there had been a massive amount of people that had caught it prior to that for about a year, all of a sudden, they started to decrease. But we as a nation, we've been able to benefit off of having the need for less hospital beds to be preoccupied, because many people who have cooperated out here in society by using masks to cover up and hand sanitizer and taking other protective cautions helped to decrease all of the havoc that was wreaked, all of that negative, actually backlash came down from COVID-19, that particular pandemic of the year 2020. Unfortunately, in some countries, people were handled excessively rough, like China, for example, while they were taken from their own homes. And sometimes their families were pretty much dragged into the hospital facilities alongside with them. There were times there were no hospital beds that were provided, so they had to line the walls of the hospital facilities on the floor with people who could not get any hospital facilities to take them in as regular patients. It was an atrocity. And since they were placed under the treatment of whatever they can have for COVID-19 before the various vaccines became available, even here in the United States, there were too many people who suffered and died and who were thrown into empty graves or disposed of inadequately. A lot of John Does went by the wayside because everybody can't afford burial plots. Everybody cannot afford life insurance. Everybody couldn't even afford to get a decent burial without having to be cremated, which is another atrocity. So they stored a lot of the bodies from that backlash into the backs of trucks. They were taken off the places to be incinerated as if they were in concentration camps. They were left to decompose, and I'm quite sure the ability for the body juices to seep into the earth, some soil, and so on and so forth. A lot of unhonorable atrocities had occurred as a result of that COVID-19, which they claim had originated in Wuhan, possibly coming from a laboratory, for those who know that story, possibly leaked. Could have been carried to a wet market by possibly a person who worked in one of the labs, according to some sources. Confirmed, I don't know if that had occurred, but the WHO, the World Health Organization, they've worked with many other countries to see why it originated in their country the way it had, or evolved, rather. You know, Italy being one place. It was thought to be Wuhan, China, but it's a lot of controversy going back and forth with that and how it spread it so terribly throughout the world to different countries is a puzzlement that a lot of people, they couldn't tell you for the likes of things how it happened. It's not just airplanes transporting people, but there are other forms of transport that people are just not highly up on knowing information about. So when they eventually got a grasp over here in the United States about COVID-19 and how to hopefully evade all of the things that were the cause of all of this, well, you know, as we mentioned, mask wearing, some gowns by even medical facilities, even though there's supposed to be so many plentiful resources available here, there were still nurses and doctors and definitely the workers out here who still caught the stuff. They were saying that there were even nurses who said they had to wash and rewash masks that aren't supposed to get that type of treatment to keep it from spreading, speaking of the COVID, that is. And when it happened to, I'm gathering, go into the mask or go past the coat, the gowns that they wore, or just have been contracted one way or the other, maybe it's from an outside source outside of their working area where they usually are looking for medical facilities, not just hospitals, to hopefully supplement all of the people that needed some assistance. And as a result, well, it was a hunt on for the ability who can find the most effective vaccine amongst five that have been named. You know, there's Pfizer, there's Moderna, there's Johnson & Johnson, there's AstraZeneca. There is a fifth that may be out there somewhere floating around. And when they became available, people were taking it, and there have been some numbers who decreased for the usage of the masks and everything else to help them to avoid all of this. The cooperation of the mass media, television, newspapers, magazines, radios, they were pretty much a big advocate that had allowed people to understand what else it would take. It was highly suggested that they would have people to not sit close to each other within about 6 or 12 feet, individuals were speaking of. Then eventually it evolved into they were recommending that, unfortunately, businesses would close down, which affected the economy here greatly. And still, we're still feeling the aftermath. And that led over from, you know, the previous administration, not because it was an administration problem, but more so it was an issue where you really didn't have much of a choice because it was getting worse and worse. Many months went by, and we were allowed to socialize a little more. It was a gradual process. Some people had figured out a resolution for being able to order drinks to go in plastic containers. But considering the stubbornness of people who did not want to cooperate, it was said to be the cause of some states experiencing relapses. Yes, experiencing relapses and the ability for us to pretty much recover from all it has been damage which has been done, which could help the healing process. So a few months ago, it was said that the discovery of the nation getting better and healing itself was partly due to the vaccines. A few of them here, you know, one had maybe a a glitch, according to some sources, but it seemed like they're back in business from what I'm hearing. And an unfortunate situation to join that relapse was the evolvement of something called the deviant variant, which is a COVID also. It was said to first be found in England. Well, this is hearsay. Well, mysteriously, no one stated that its actual origin at that time that was found a few months ago was England, but appeared that once it was allowed to leave England through travel, you know, of course, like I said, we were getting better at one time many months later after the first COVID. Now, with the many travels that people were determined to make by mostly airplane probably, they did actively open up the cruise lines, but not extensively without having other precautions to be taken. Say, for example, on the ships, that the cruise liners, well, they even now came up with a solution. You cannot go on a ship as a passenger unless you have a vaccine that has been approved of. Of course, in written form, you have to provide it, or however, maybe on your cell phone. And in addition to that, if you're required to get a booster, of course, you know, by the time you're set to sail, it may be months down the line when you're scheduled to go, it may be an issue of reviewing what's going on with the booster shot for anybody who has managed to get their vaccine in order to sail out in the into the ocean and go visit wherever they're headed to. Now, even though mysteriously no one stated that the actual origins of that COVID was in England, it has stated to spread rapidly, not only in the United States, but pretty much just as it had disappeared from the United States almost at one point a few months ago. Well, guess what? Like that saying in that movie called The Poltergeist a while ago, when the child said, "We're back." Well, unfortunately, it seemed to encompass practically every state. In other words, the ability for the deviant variant to actually infiltrate the United States. And by the middle of the year 2021, there were indications of more deaths. So many more, until I haven't heard of any record numbers of how many deaths that had occurred, because remember, they were keeping count how many deaths, and not only that, how many people had gotten the vaccine, because at this particular time and day, for some odd reason, some people had decided to just throw their arms up to say, "Here we go again. We're tired of this. We don't have to get vaccine, and we're not going to." Well, it's not for me to tell somebody that they should or shouldn't get it, but I'll tell you one thing. If you just consider the people who called themselves, a term I've never heard before, they called them veterans. Well, it was a terminology of people who do not believe in the variant. And I can actually say I have a relative who's an adult female. she was one of the people, you know, she was in a pretty good place for her life, at least, of being able to be able to say that, you know, her life shouldn't allow her anything beside what people recommend, eat well, you know, take a vitamin or two or whatever. But didn't she, of all people, who I would be surprised to hear her say, she did not take the vaccine. I didn't even know it. I didn't hold it against her. But she wound up in the hospital in such a pretty lousy state until I don't understand why anybody in the family didn't get back to me with the information that she was laid up in the hospital, let's just say almost on her last leg. Well, she was a blessed soul because she lived to tell about it being 1,000 times worse than anything she's ever experienced. So my heart went out to her because, not because I felt as though she should see things everyone else's way and take the vaccine because they said it, but more so, she just followed along with the philosophy of some people about it could be remedied a different way. I'm not sure. Anti-vexter, V-E-X-T-E-R. That's what the terminology is. And in the process, when she was laid up in the hospital, I was saying to myself, I'm not going to say that I would sit there and try to browbeat her about why she should have done whatever, you know, but keep in mind, some people, their body metabolism is not always the same as the next person's. After all, it can be effective for me to take the vaccine, maybe, and not her, but I have to admit, I'm just one who would rather see what my odds are with surviving all of this. I'll admit, because I heard that it wasn't FDA approved at one point, I don't know how accurate that is, that it has a good reason to lend suspicion to a lot of people, and that I can agree with. But I'll tell you one thing, as soon as I would have had an inkling that it had more positive than negative effects, I'm going to have to consider saving not only my life, but the life of the next person, maybe a relative. It may not be a relative. It may be friends. If somebody said just bump elbows for a while, oh, I can hold off. You know, I'm maybe accustomed to an occasional hug or just whatever greeting we give as family, friends, and relationships and more. And because realistically, I mean, we have other things to still consider. We still have the AIDS, the virus, and not that I want to mix that in with what we're discussing, but we just have so many other things to consider. So if you can restrain yourself long enough to work with whatever and whoever you're around that has that going against them, imagine COVID-19 or, well, which is supposedly one of the evolutions that we're coming out of going into the deviant, you know, variant. But imagine trying to at least give it time and do what some people say. Well, they say they're not going to take the vaccine right away. They'll wait about a year. Year may not be guaranteed to them. So let me sing that song about a year not being guaranteed. So with that being said, we're going to ask you to let me bring the producer in on that. Because after all, we're going to still discuss this a little further if he covers what I already have said, that'll be even better. I don't have to repeat it. So very much, very good. Producer Ngozi, would you please come in?
Well, first of all, Tony, it's all about you, man, being able to celebrate your 8 years and plus months of being an outstanding broadcaster here on this network, and I'm real proud of it. And, of course, tonight we're blessing her with my talent of music, the great Cab Calloway. Let us sit back, listen, and after this, Tony's going to teach us like she's always had in these O&E archives for all these years. Hey, Cab, take a seat.
Your top, dig yourself some fine rebop. Hidey, hidey, hidey. Oh, the hidey ho, man, that's me. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, 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 hidey. Hidey, hidey, hidey. I have to be in London, I have to be in Holland, I have to be in gay Paris. Yes, siree, yes, siree. Oh, the hidey ho, man, that's me. Hidey, hidey, hidey,
hidey.
Hidey, hidey, hidey.
Hidey, hidey,
hidey. Hidey,
hidey,
hidey. Hidey, hidey, hidey. Say, Jack, ain't you glad you dug my jive? Look at him, let's hand me over that rice greasy five. Hidey ho. About as sharp as me. Yes, siree. Yes, siree. Oh, the honey, oh, man, that's me. Honey,
honey. Honey,
honey. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, honey, honey.
Honey, honey.
Honey, honey, honey,
honey.
Honey, honey, honey. Oh, me chicken, I'm a moon, I'm a moon, I'm a the hidey ho, man, that's me.
Well, that was fabulous. You know, Cab Calloway, I'm not absolutely sure when he evolved into doing his form of music, but during the time I'm a gathering that swing music was very popular, it was a real treat to be able to listen to someone who had such creativity. Tell you, I may say I listen to rap, but that don't mean that's where my love for music actually evolved from. I listen to it because there's a message in some of the things that go on today that is some people listen a little closer, despite the fact I love the instrumental backgrounds and the instrumental production of the music. Still, you'd be surprised at the messages that people are trying to get across that can tell you the reason why they do things out here these days, that you'll be surprised why they do them. Or they may want to tell you something that may be able to be transferable to another way that you conduct your life or translate it to another person. That's why I find that particular. But Cab Calloway and people like himself understand that they have some origins in rap music associated, and people don't even know it because they're looking at it as old music or as in black and white when it was on television, or that probably, you know, it's not a thing that we do these days. Everything, there's a song that goes, everything must change. And as a result, that particular song tells you that you can't expect everybody to just appease whatever you like, because that's your mode of listening today. Because everything will change, and it's nothing wrong with it. But just hope that people can appreciate what you have had to offer while you were here still on this earth. Well, with that being said, that was really enjoyable. COVID-19, after having had first been nurtured with the vaccine earlier in its months of coming out, I believe it was earlier this year mostly, they first issued it to the mature people. They weren't absolutely sure how they were going to do it, but because they, I rather believe, they were dying in the masses, the hardest, the longest. However, they thought they administer it to people who were more so very feeble. And then they came to the conclusion, people who have pre-existing conditions may be highly affected. Pre-existing conditions, for those who are not familiar, are medical-related things that COVID can sometimes cause it to pretty much be overbearing, almost as much as a person who's feeble and much more mature. Then they thought that maybe if they take into consideration other ages down the ranks, they can also, besides pre-existing condition people, be able to make sure that they don't catch it. Because after all, that yes, just because they were a little younger don't mean that it wouldn't affect them. So with that being said, I just want to make sure you understand how they issued it. But I'm going to tell you really fast, many people, they were definitely perplexed because they were told to get this, get that, don't get this. But when they came to a reasonable conclusion, it eventually ciphered down into people who were recently of early teen years who were eligible for the vaccine. But that still does not actually resolve the deviant COVID. But considering there's still COVID-19 lingering, you have to do as much as you can and as best you can. Now, if you can please bear with me and let the first caller come in, I appreciate it because they may have something very knowledgeable they can share. And thank you. Hi, first caller. Hi, who are you, please? And tell me where you're from.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, peace and blessings, Antonia.
Oh, peace and blessings. Thank you very much, Sister Bessie. Everyone, this is Sister Bessie of Sister Bessie's Front Porch. I'm going to tell you why I didn't call into the show of a lot of people, but it was a pleasure to listen to them. And this is an actual truth. I did have to go to the ER room a while back. And it was something going on with my throat, and I did have to take medicine at a certain given time in order to make sure that the medicine took effect. But at least I'm allowed to talk about it. I don't feel overburdened by it, and so it's wonderful just to be able to say hello to Sister Bessie, as usual, for being such a lovely and eloquent person.
You know what? I'm so happy I want to get up and do a cartwheel. Oh. I'm so happy to hear your voice and have you back. You just don't know. I really missed you, Antonio. I really did. I missed you.
Because and all of your glory, too. So go ahead, please. Don't let me stop you.
Yeah, because we're probably the oldest two on the podcast, you know?
That's life.
Yes. You know, because then, you know, I said, when is she coming back? You know, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm overjoyed. And you still the same Antonio. You bring in the fire. And, you know, I just want to tell you I love you. And I miss you dearly.
Well, how do you say ditto? In other words, love you back too, Sister Bessie. And it's always good to hear from you. And I got to get back on there and hear some of that spunky stuff that you seem to like to deliver with the spitfire that you have to offer. So, everybody, you don't have to agree with Sister Bessie, me, or anybody else. But at least try to listen for things that you've never learned before and probably would be shocked and overwhelmed and probably a little happy that you at least in the learning process as a result of listening to her. Sister Bessie, could you kindly tell us what the day and the time is that you will be on the air in the near future? And don't you ever leave the station, because I'm quite sure, you know, you are definitely an attribute, just like everybody else. So please tell us, you know, the nights and so on and so forth, if you have it available.
Yes, Sister Antonio. I will be on this Friday, the 13th, at 9:30. And, you know, I'm coming like I normally do. I've given people a break for about a month, so now I'm going to be spitting the fire like I normally do. And peace and blessings. Uh-oh. I love you, dear.
I love you too, Sister Bessie. Now, you shouldn't say Friday the 13th. That'll give me all the reason to let you know I am not superstitious, so I will definitely be there. Thank you, Sister Bessie. Okay. Well, with that being said, you know, that was a very surprising but fabulous piece to hear. And with that being said, I appreciate you, Sister Bessie. God bless you. Next person, if you don't mind, I understand we have a second caller in queue. So if they don't mind introducing themselves, we'd appreciate that.
Good evening. Good evening.
Recognize
this is Shirk, the gifted one, Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana, with a little tea time. How are you tonight, Antonia Bates? Queen sister.
Now, I'm not the best at guessing all the time, but how would this be Will Smith, Will of God? One guess.
No, this is not. That's not him. That's not me.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's not me. I'm Jared, the gifted one, Thomas with the little T, Tom. Different
Okay.
host,
well,
different
gotta...
show.
Different show.
Yeah, my show.
Well, you know what, Jerry?
I was calling,
yeah.
Huh?
I was going to say, you make sure we get your information, because I like the way you came in. And I tell you, that means we have a treat to hear Jared's show. Everybody, please be very attentive to Jared's time, his date, and what his show is about, because I'm really excited to hear this. No, we can hear new talent and appreciate everybody else.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, my show is actually tomorrow. I will be on at 8:30 Standard Time and 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I would love for you guys to listen and call in 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jared, to get the one Thomas. My guest tomorrow, his name is Taylor B, and he is going to be interviewing with me on my show tomorrow. But I wanted to call into your show and say I'm having a great time listening to your show tonight. I am definitely loving what you're doing here. You keep doing the work, sister.
Well, you know what, Jared? Just because you said it, I'm going to do it, and I thank you. But I really look forward to hearing about you and your co-host tomorrow and see what you have to say. I mean, you may even get a chance to get me to laugh at you there, but I'll try to mute the button to make sure it's not out loud.
Yeah, you should definitely listen. You should definitely listen.
Oh, you know, I'm definitely tuning in. So, and you shouldn't have told me it was tomorrow. I'm going to have to set my alarm for that one. That's a guarantee. And with that being said, that's real
thank
kind
you.
Of you. I really appreciate it. And don't hesitate
thank you so much.
To ever call in again if you ever choose to do so. All right?
Yes,
hopefully
yes,
you're learning a little
yes.
bit of something. Yeah, and I'm not going to
and congratulations.
You stop.
Congratulations on all of your success.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, thank you, Jared. And you be good, you and your friend. And make sure you know, give me a reason to get a good laugh. Because I tell you, I have a joker. Look, Tiffany had it. She has never met me. But I'll keep mine clean. Tiffany has to do what she does. But I'm not jokester material. So either way, I just look forward to hearing you two tomorrow night. All right, Jared? And
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. Tune in tomorrow night. Jared and his co-host. I bet you they'll have a thing or two to delight you, share with you. And we're going to see what they have to share. I hope he keeps it clean because that way I can come in and guarantee I'll join them for a minute or two to make a comment if possible. Thank you very much again. All right. Well, I sure do appreciate these people. I tell you, they're just the vision. Oh, by the way, I would like to also say the Jersey Jewel, congratulations. She made for a second time, I believe, the Internet of the Year Award, I believe. I believe once in 2019 and once this year. So she's doing her thing. And
that's great that you said that. You know, a lot of times you don't get a chance to say
mm-hmm.
that. He's a lifetime achiever for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, the class of 2021.
Okay.
Wow. You know, I'm glad you said that. And not only that, I want to thank, you know, Jared Thomas for calling in and showing support. And that's what it's all about. Sister Bessie the Truther, who is trying to go into the Hall of Fame this year. Not only that, but, you know, her campaign manager is Tara Strength. And I believe that we will have a great, great, great time at On the Honors, hosted by Dar Henderson. Not back to Antonia Betts.
Wow, okay, thank you. Well, you know, for Sister Betsy, I'll have to knock on wood, cross my fingers, get my old rabbit's foot out and that's been hanging on the keychain. Now, that's a joke. In other words, I wish her all the best. Snatch up a Bible or two, you know, say a prayer or one of these other wonderful religious or non-religious books of the Word that will help spread all the good joy for her. And we'll see what the outcome is. You know, you can't stop good people from doing good works. Okay, well, boy. And yes, Jared, I tell you, I did one time get an opportunity to sneak in there for a moment to listen to him and his co-host. Oh, boy, I tell you, they had me laughing. I will not lie. So I said a good reason to smile, you know, people who mean well, it's always good to hear them. So with that being said, I just want to say that back to this COVID for a minute. Yes, and so when my relative had told me she was an anti-vaxxer, I said, well, I have to admit. But I was really surprised that she, with the type of corporate-related job, which is on the opposite end of the total from what I'm involved with, she would really have such a skepticism that could have almost taken her out of there, out of this world, as they say. But I'm just glad that she recovered, because God knows I would hate to be greeted with, you know, words of concern about her being laid up on her last leg. I've seen some pretty sad situations that were televised with people who just were so limp and they were going downhill, until I was saying to myself, now, if anybody can't look at that and find out that those vaccines may have a purpose out here and say to themselves, well, the heck with it, I'm going to have to take a chance. That I can't really never understand. They're trying to get children to go back to school later on this month here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. People are scared for their kids. You know, teachers are scared for themselves. But I guess they try to force feed the thought that it can work, and if they just cooperate with the mask, maybe there's some truth to it. Teach children about washing their hands, not just wearing a mask, when and where to do it. You know, there are other things you could teach children how to do that, you know, yes, you can still play games, but things that do not have to necessarily be contact sports. It's a shame you can't allow children to hug each other anymore when they go back to school. But it's not what you do, it's how you do it, they say. So that's why some people tap elbows. That's their new way of being able to relate until the whole matter of all what's going on is eventually, hopefully, eliminating itself by just, you know, basically telling them, there's some things you want to pull back from just because, you know, you're happy to see your friends. Believe me, they're happy to see you too, but there'll come a day, and assure them that there will be a day that can go back to school and not having to hug each other, definitely breathing in each other's face. Because after all, if there have not been a vaccine approved for them, to protect themselves and the teachers and the staff, yet there's always room for improvement and trying to let some people understand that you're not trying to dominate their lifestyle by offering these medicines. You only want to protect the children and teach them that wearing a mask for maybe the next less than a year may be the solution to even make their family members healthy. Tell them they don't want to turn around and have their great-grandmom dying because they brought a germ home, even if they survived it. You know, the theory was because they were younger, their immunity systems can hold up better. But they found out, you know, unfortunately, that virus had no selected friends or foes. So, you know, just teach the children how to wash their hands once in a while. Not that they'd have to be become a person who's overly doing it. It's a medical term related to that, when people are excessive compulsive behavior disorder people who overly excessively wash their hands. Just show them the normal, natural way to keep doing it, so they'll understand that if I'm going to touch other people or get touched, maybe this may be the ounce of food. You could send your child to school with their little private refilled bottle of hand sanitizer. Did anyone ever think of that? You know, so consider that as well. Just have a nice, huge dispenser of it and dispense it into their little bottles almost every time it's starting to empty out. Now, keep in mind also, there are many school officials and politicians who are also dealing with the conflict of whether the children should or should not go back to school, which was an issue that they're trying to weather through. Also, those officials and politicians and whatever practical people in the workforce, they're trying to determine that some parents who are against them and who do not want to even wear let the children wear the mask. That's an issue that I have to admit. It's really, really odd. I said, okay, they didn't want them to get vaccinated. But something as simple as wearing masks, there may be a problem. How the saying goes out there, Houston, there may be a problem. Well, guess what? There's a touchdown. And that touchdown point come about, and I'm quite sure under observation, people would probably notice within the school system who's dying, even amongst the children, who's contracting it, even though they don't have actual evidence, if it was within the school or around other children or other faculty members. So they're going to watch it very closely because they're still insisting that school starts up in most of the United States, public schools and private schools, et cetera. So with them rapidly opening up as of the month of August, there will be a big question, which will be to wear or not to wear the mask. That is the question. It's a saying that was created by a formal philanthropist. Like to be or not to be, that is the question. That was the original saying. So it's amazing. It's concerning. So it appears that we are back in square one about pleading for the new vaccines, the PPE equipment, hospital gowns, special hospital masks, hospital beds. Yes, hospital beds, of course. Hand sanitizer, burial sites, and more miscellaneous needed materials. So that means, remember there was a massive donation of homemade masks to go everywhere and anywhere? Well, remember we also suggested that you share some of that stuff with other people of other countries because, after all, realistically, there could be a boomerang effect. And the boomerang effect may be if it's down in, say, for example, Brazil, China, Italy, Africa, Haiti, wherever. If it's not resolved down there, it'll come right on back here to haunt us. In other words, the ability for that germ to come back here and cycle its cells through a system, and it will be a continuous back-and-forth thing. Well, considering that, you know, the doctors and researchers, nurses, and the essential workers and other medical personnel and whoever work around the clock as we speak, they are very diligent in trying to address this new virus. And also, the researchers, I understand, they're pretty much working around the clock and definitely trying to apply their ability to research the roots of this particular deviant COVID and eliminate all of the things that's been putting people in an early grave at this point. So we hope to not catch it, which means that if we keep going that, you know, the way we're going, we stand a chance maybe or maybe not. We'll find out in the near future, we hope, not only with the discovery of a new additional vaccine and the need for a booster. Now, keep in mind, you may have a vaccine, but that don't mean that you can't still get it. That's to just deter it. It's not going to guarantee anything. A booster may help. And considering that, consider the booster for those when it becomes available. That booster may be the answer as to why you may be able to survive all of this, not the initial vaccine. Hopefully that is the situation. And now, with all of that being said, there are different reasons to look into it, and to supporting all that's going on to try to hopefully get the economy back in order. Who are renting, especially renting, not only renting, buying their homes, like having mortgages and what have you, they're suffering. And so they were trying to mandate that renters don't have to, or they are not allowed to prolong the negative effects of eviction. Thank God there was a guy who came through. I wish I could tell you who the political person was. He saved the day, and I understand up to at least October as of now, people do not have to pay anything if they don't have it because of the eviction process. Some people have undergone behind it. You don't treat people like dogs. After all, you never know. They may be the very ones who can recommend people to come to your places to live and all kinds of good things. And as a result, thank God for that senator who had, or the political person who have had the heart to advocate for the people who need a roof to remain over their heads, even while they work. They may be people who are working. And if they're working, why turn around and not try to help them of all other things that are included? Some people can't get a job. You'd be surprised. I was shocked at the people who I found out who don't even know the steps to dance to get a suitable job. Well, anyway, we got call three waiting on the line, waiting to jump in there. And call three can present yourself. Please do.
Good evening. This is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I am calling in from Houston, Texas. Antonio, I just really am vibing with your show tonight. There's a lot of wisdom and knowledge that you are sharing regarding the vaccine, the pandemic, and your other topics that you hit on earlier. So I just really wanted to come on here tonight to show my support and let you know that I am listening in. I'm getting fed and nourished with knowledge. And I just want to thank you for putting out this content tonight because it is relevant. And these are some topics that we really need to address as a society as a whole, given the opposing viewpoints that some of us have around get vaccinated or don't get vaccinated. But at the end of the day, I truly believe that people have to do what is best for them as an individual, but then also think about the people that they love, who they come in contact with on a daily basis, especially if they are young children who aren't able to get the vaccine or if they're elderly people who have underlying comorbidities.
Oh, that is, and you have a lovely voice. I just want to make sure you knew that besides that. And I will say this much. It's nice to know that people don't, regardless if they agree, not to agree or whatever, they are not closed-minded. So if necessary, even if they don't agree right away about what you're talking about, maybe they could spread it to somebody else who felt as though they would have loved to have heard this from a person who've heard it from another person and so on and so forth. And I really appreciate it. And are you a host?
I am. I host my show Gems once a month, and my next show would be September 6th, which is Labor Day.
Oh, you can't say another word. Labor Day, I could use that as an excellent bookmark in my mind just to make sure that I will turn on your show. Wonderful. What do you talk about, Jen?
Say
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything, and the whole premise behind my show is to inspire, educate, and motivate people. I keep my show PG because there are some people who do listen with their kids, and out of respect for myself and my listeners, as well as some of my personal values, I choose to keep it that way for various reasons.
Well, my kind of girl, and the reason I say it like that is because, you know, people don't realize the importance of, even though we have some shows that are PG or X-ray, it's good to let people know that because you never know. They may want their children to listen to a person who they feel as though that had content they don't have to look over their shoulders at. You know, you don't want your children to start discussing outlandish things that, you know, you wouldn't approve of. You know, I wouldn't certain things. I wouldn't even say around other people's children, you know, even as a joke, because it's an issue of respect for the fact that they should be allowed to develop healthily. You know, we don't need to make sex a highly embraced thing when they're like in their early teens on down, because after all, they have enough out here to deal with. And there's so many other intelligent topics, and I love to hear that. So I look forward to being able to listen to you too.
So, thank you,
you know,
so
you don't have to.
And the last,
go ahead, hon.
Oh,
and what was
so
that
sorry.
Again?
I was just going to say
that's
the
okay.
last thing that I do want to iterate about my platform that I host is that we also have to give each other grace and mercy, because there are going to be days where we may slip up and say something, but I always tell people I'm working on becoming a better version of myself than I was yesterday, and progression is definitely over perfection.
Wow. And she quotes herself. Listen, everyone out there, I think you have a treat to listen to. And if you pass her up on Labor Day, all I have to say is you'll be surprised what you'll be missing. Learn how to turn the channel on and listen to words of wisdom. I know when I came back from living down south years ago, you know, following then the service, of course, military, one thing I did learn, there was something called talk radio here in Philadelphia, WHAT, back when this woman named, not Louise Williams, but that other woman. But anyway, I tell you, I didn't know talk radio could be so enjoyable and so endearing. So, yes, by all means, I'll be there. I'm going to have to start setting that clock and taking that throat medicine at a different time. So with that being said, thank you so much.
My pleasure. And
wonderful
continue
listening to you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Glad you enjoyed the segment, so maybe you could pass some information on to somebody else, maybe like one of these anti-vaxxers. Okay. I'm just teasing, but I'm glad to be able to meet you. All right. Thank you. Let's see. Well, we're going to have final thoughts from Dozy Time. I wanted to touch on guns, but it's nothing more that I can tell you except for everybody who gets on television, just about, they cry, oh, my baby, my child, my daughter, my son, which I can agree with. But did they ever think about saying, I'm tired of this. We're going to get together and get a town hall meeting even before the next child gets killed. And we're going to discuss ways of working ourselves around all of these people who are trigger happy, who think that stabbing somebody can offer them gratification to make them feel as though they have achieved a certain amount of power out there, about that police officer who was killed. Who's to say she was one of the ones that would help you before she would hurt you? Please, by all means, you know, have a heart. And for those who are miserable, keep in mind, Patti LaBelle came out with a song, I believe, or it's called Somebody Loves You. You'd be surprised who may be willing to give you an endearing embrace, if nothing but a kind word or a pair of shoes they didn't intend for a relative to wear, but they'll give them to you because they can care about you. Don't always think the world is against you. It's not true. You do have a lot of people out there who are not worth 2 cents, who even have so much going for them. But there are other people out there who have a heart, and I've seen it. So with that being said, I thank you all very much. And about the cashless society, all I have to say is don't start feeding into it, because I heard it was supposed to been tried in one country and almost destroyed the country. I'm not going to list it just yet because I want to find out specific information on it. Keep in mind, you got to protect yourself, because people are feeding all kinds of crap into your mind about what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. Don't be a sucker and let people tell you you should stop using paper money and coins. I used to love putting a coin into the purse of a child when I used to give out stuff on certain holidays. And they, look, as long as they weren't too young to have coins, it was like something very special to them. Don't get rid of that mysticism. After all, we could be a believer in Santa Claus and the fairy godmother. We can give them something realistic to look forward to, and that's the ability to show them how to save a coin or two, and eventually maybe a little paper money, so when they graduate high school, they can have a pair of shoes to put on their feet so they can go out there and look for that great job they want. Or just teach them good principles of saving. You can't do it with a credit card for a child. If you do, it may not work as well as you may think. Take my word. Nevertheless, I'm going to hand it over to Ngozi to do Ngozi time and see what he would like to have to say as words of wisdom to share on the way out. Ngozi, please take it away.
Well, first of all, I love what the fact that you said about saving, and that's something that has not been instituted with our youth. You have to learn to save. It starts from home. Charity starts there. Outstanding results, Antonia Bass tonight, and I thank you. And, of course, tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we'll come back on with the gifted one, Jarrett Thomas, and a little tea time, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising for ONE, which is all the Deli Ingos Enterprises. Reach, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment, at wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime, one at damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both on Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest, Google+, Oladele Malia Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, our info guru, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladele.ngozi@gmail.com, and I am International Internet Radio, producing the Shrinee, as well as, most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now, back to the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for that class, Miss Antonia Bass. Yes, 2 minutes after going to the program.
Thank you. Real fast, the definition of ransomware. Ransomware, according to Wikipedia, is a type of malware, in other words, people, computers, from cryptology that threatens to publish the victim's personal data or perpetually block access to it unless a ransom is paid. Another definition, it is a type of malicious software designed to block access to a computer system until a sum of money is paid. Also, ransomware is used armed at individuals. It is only a matter of time before businesses are targeted over ransomware as well. I tell you about that because there are perpetrators out there worldwide who have been holding hostage people's monies in their corporations, demanding a larger sum. A few months ago, a sting had been produced where they caught up about 100 people and had managed to take those people and put them in jail. But there's still many more of those beyond that 100 that are out there still doing it, and the consumer, which is us, if you want to call us that, or the citizens or the public, we will have to pay for it in the long run if they do enough stealing from your schools. Yes, they even hold schools hostage, and so on and so forth. They've infiltrated grocery stores, which means that it'll cost you more to have to pay for groceries. But I'm not going to sit there and take up for the grocery stores yet, because a lot of it that's done because of whatever the retail exchanges that they're dealing with right now. So we're not going to touched that yet with the application of ransomware affixed to that. Now, voting, I'm not going to suggest that you just vote, but, you know, the ability for individual citizens to be able to govern themselves in their community affects the whole society, as well as your family, your community, your world, period. And the decision-making process is most effective when society as a whole and as individuals also are able to seek solutions for so many different reasons out there that you can never imagine. Respect voting, and don't let people take that right, because after all, we're supposed to be, especially here, citizens who are diligently seeking what's right. It's not about just making capitalism work for yourself. That's a selfish way of thinking. Selfishness is not the answer to a good, clean, healthy society and teaching your children really good values. Being said, I wish everyone the best of luck. I wish that if they believe in blessings, they're welcome to them, but not me, but for the